It's that time of the show that we cross to Tony Thompson in the 4CA newsroom. Tony, happy Friday.
Yes, it's happy Friday, and it's only one day until the official state election, but already many of us have actually hit the polls, which is not quite surprising. The ECQ receiving more than 300,000 postal votes, expecting 900,000, or more than a million have been pre-polled, and it means only a third of us will probably turn up to the polls tomorrow, but that hasn't stopped our leaders from making a final pitch during a fiery debate earlier this week. It got pretty heated. I don't know if you heard about that, Gav, but Anastasia Palaszczuk, Dev Frecklington got into a bit of a row over the closures of the borders.
Yeah, it was an interesting debate, and certainly the borders dominated. And that pre-polling, those early voting numbers are quite extraordinary. I remember looking yesterday in Cairns alone, the main Cairns showgrounds polling booth, nearly 20,000 people have voted in the Cairns electorate. So that's not across all four seats up here. That's the actual Cairns electorate. And there's only 35-odd thousand voters. So when you consider, as you said, that something like only a third left to vote, there are extraordinary numbers. Very, very, very interesting. Now, I guess our second topic, regional drug use.
Second topic, a bit of a serious one today. It's just in regards to drug use. Now, illicit drug use has increased during the pandemic. According to the latest analysis of Australian wastewater, cocaine and cannabis use is high in the capital cities, but there's a rise in ice use in regional areas. And shockingly, though, regional parts of Queensland, which does include Cairns in the far north, has apparently the highest rate of methamphetamine use in the country. So a bit of a sad story going on there. And hopefully, you know, in regional areas, they can come up with initiatives to get on top of this problem, because it could become a serious issue.
It's very interesting. I think they said alcohol use, of course, has increased during the COVID lockdown period. So I think these are the long-term impacts that are going to happen after all of these very strict lockdowns that will be felt, I think, for many months and probably years to come. Now, finally, something a little bit lighter, as we always do with you, Tony. Give us something a little bit nicer to talk about to end with.
Well, scientists have discovered a massive coral tower on the Great Barrier Reef that's taller than the Empire State Building in New York. The 500-metre high undersea skyscraper of the reef, it was found just off Cape York during a seabed mapping project last week. And the tip of this is, it's quite incredible. It sits 40 metres below the ocean surface, and it has a base that's about 1.5 kilometres wide. So, you know, wouldn't have been hard to find that one while mapping the seabed.
I've seen video of it, in fact. Very impressive. Tony Thompson in the 4CA newsroom. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Okay, talk to you next week.